integrated.
What do you mean?
Too many of us struggle to integrate our faith into our lives.
Is it both?
When the head is full, but the heart is empty, the soul becomes cold and lifeless.
So it's both together.
This is the integration where faith finds its true power.
Oh, now I get it.
Welcome to Integrated, where theology and life come together. And now your host, all the way from Sharpsburg, Georgia. This is Dr. John Kreutz.
Welcome to Integrated. Today, I want to ask the question, what should you look for in a good church? People ask that kind of question all the time. They move to a new place. They need to find a good church. Maybe you're in college or about to go to college and you need to know this is going to be the first time you're finding the church on your own. And you ask, what makes a good church a good church? Well, as I thought about that question, there's a whole lot of answers you could give, but I really want to focus on just one today. You should look for a church with really good preaching. Now, when people hear that, they think all kinds of things, and sometimes it's not the right thing. Like when you think, what makes good preaching? That's an interesting, provocative question, and I just want to focus on that today. What makes good preaching? Certainly in the bigger question of how do you find a good church, I'm going to say good preaching is really a vital part of that. But we're just going to focus on that question. Some people maybe come from liberal churches, progressive churches, and the preacher doesn't even open the Bible. And you know, maybe you get a quote from an inspirational poem or something like that. He just wanders around and says a few niceties and finishes the thing and it's done. You go, well, that's not good preaching. And then you maybe go to a different church. And I think this is maybe the more common issue where a fellow will get up and preach and say good things and add a few Bible verses to his good things that he's saying. I remember getting to visit a church in not too far from our church one time when I was on vacation, and I just wanted to check it out. It was kind of the big popular church in town. And so it was a guest speaker. So I didn't get to hear the main guy, but the guest preacher gave kind of a pretty good message. I mean, he had really good points and they were backed up with scripture. And, you know, he was a good communicator. But I even thought, wow, that's actually a really meaningful thing that this preacher said. His message was about heaven. And I really liked it. It was really good. But you kind of come away going, something's not right, though. What's the problem? And I realized that you could go to a church like that, and maybe one of the passages that is given, and even the meaning is the point in context and all that sort of thing. But you would never come away with understanding the book of the Bible that was being preached on. In other words, he's preaching about heaven. He gives a passage. I'm not sure this was it. I think it was, but like Philippians chapter 3, just for the sake of illustration. So, you know, you can imagine you're preaching away on heaven and saying some good things. And then you get to this verse that's in the message, Philippians 3, verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. And then he goes on and maybe quotes a song about heaven, tells a couple stories about heaven, makes some applications about heaven. And you go, my preacher, finally, I've gone from the liberal church where all we get is a little modern poem or inspirational thought. And now I've got a guy who's really preaching the Bible. And I think, all right, I'm in a good Bible preaching church. But what I came away with was to think, how would you ever learn the book of Philippians? Do you understand why Paul wrote those words in Philippians 3? And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, no, if this is the standard diet that you're getting in the name of Bible preaching, you would never learn the books of the Bible. You would never learn much of anything in terms of the contextual flow, the argument of the various books of the Bible. Now, is it legitimate to take various topics from the scripture and to preach on them? Absolutely, yes. However, really, if you do that right, you're actually working even harder because you've got to understand the specific contextual flow of each verse that you're using. You dare not just find something that says heaven and go, okay, yeah, Philippians 3:20 talked about heaven, so I'm just going to pluck it right out, ignore what Paul's doing in Philippians 3, and put that into my message, because the message becomes your message, the preacher's message. He's come up with this. He's made it up, and he's added Bible verses. Now, he may know the Bible really well, and he may be using those verses properly, but how do you know that unless you are discerning? So when we think of preaching and a good church that's marked by good preaching, we need to have expository preaching. Preaching that is exposing the point of the passage. And I like what one person said, the point of the passage is the point of your sermon. That certainly was not the case with the message that I heard that day. It really was the preacher's thoughts illustrated by points in the Bible, as opposed to the preacher being driven by the scriptures to communicate the message that Paul had, and then carefully applying it to that specific congregation. That's what you're looking for. Now, is it true that maybe a person that's giving a little topical talk with verses is better than the person that doesn't even believe the Bible or use the Bible? Yes, but I'm going to say barely. It's not like, oh, this is so much better. What you really want long-term, again, I'm not talking about a one-time thing or something like that. Sometimes there are special reasons for special messages, but your main diet needs to be what the scripture says, understanding it and applying it. In the Old Testament, one time Ezra was gathering the people in Nehemiah 8. They've rebuilt the walls. Now he's rebuilding the people, and he's doing it from the scriptures. And he gets to, in Nehemiah 8:8, it says, they read from the book, from the law of God clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. What a beautiful picture of what good preaching ought to be. The preacher is reading the word and giving the sense of it. What does this mean? How do you understand this? And of course, I'm trying as a preacher to take the ancient world of the Bible and give some background into that, give the flow of the passage. What did we learn about last week if you're preaching through a book of the Bible? And how does that fit with what we're hearing today? And how will that flow into next week? And what a great thing. And I really think that's what Ezra was doing, so that the people could understand the reading. Paul told Timothy, that's what you need to be up to, Timothy. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, Paul says, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to exhortation to teaching. You read the book, you explain the book, and you apply the book to the people. And that is going to feed their souls. In Paul's last letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, he says, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions." So, what do you need to be looking for in a church? You need to be finding a church that preaches the Bible expositionally. That should be your main diet. I think through books of the Bible is the best way to do it. So that's going to be a great clue right away. If you get on the website of the church and say, okay, are they all over the place? Are they kind of making up the cool new trendy series, or are they preaching through 2 Timothy? Are they preaching through Nehemiah? Are they preaching through one of the Gospels week after week? That's going to be a good clue that that's going to be the kind of church that will feed your souls. Now, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to look a little bit more carefully at what kind of preaching we need to find the best church we can find.
And we'll be back with more from Dr. Kratz in just a moment. And hey, you know what's interesting about looking for a new church, a good church? Sometimes what we think we want and what we actually need are totally different things and completely different spectrums. And speaking of which, if you've ever struggled with the whole church thing and finding a good local church, there's an incredibly helpful book called Seeing with New Eyes by David Pallison that might just change how you think about, well, everything, honestly. Pick up Seeing with New Eyes by David Pallison. It's available right now in the Fortis store at fortisinstitute.org. And if you haven't checked out our Fortis Plus app just yet, I want to urge you to do that. You can link to it as well when you go to fortisinstitute.org. I know, another app, but it's completely free. Like, actually free. And it's packed with content that is going to help you think through stuff just like finding a new church. As a matter of fact, 7 new posts are added every single day, which include a ton of stuff to help you walk through the Christian life. And here's what's really cool. If you want to stay in the loop with everything, because we're adding tons of stuff at Fortis, trust me, we're doing some amazing stuff and we're adding a lot of content. So becoming a Fortis Insider is probably the best way to go. 5 days a week, you're going to get an email with all of the content that's being added for that day. So it makes it very easy to navigate and find. And again, like I said, it's absolutely free. We're kind of obsessed with this whole free thing around here because we want to equip and strengthen the local church. And we want to do it without being a burden on people in the church. And honestly, the only way they were able to do that is because of the help of our gospel partners. Look, we're living in some pretty crazy times right now, and finding solid biblical teaching is getting harder and harder, and that's exactly why Fortis Institute exists now. Would you consider joining us as a gospel partner? And I'm not talking about emptying your bank account. If you're not strapped by any type of unmanaged debt and you're already faithfully giving to your local church, because those two things, we want you to get right. If you're not giving faithfully to your local church, don't give to us. And if you're strapped by any type of unmanaged debt, get that taken care of first. And then once they are, would you pray about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? You can get all of the answers to all of the questions that you likely have at fortisinstitute.org. And now let's get back to Dr. John Kratz. This is Integrated. Welcome back to Integrated.
It has to go from a theory, a concept, or even a theology. It has to move our hearts.
And now back to your host, Dr. John Kratz.
Welcome back. Today, we're talking about what you should look for in a good church. And our number one thing we're looking for is a church with good preaching, preaching that is expositional, where the preacher is exposing the point of the passage that is before him, and he's explaining it and he's applying it. How does what Paul said to the Corinthians match up with our situation? And what would the Holy Spirit have us to do in light of that message from the scripture? And when you're kind of getting that kind of preaching, Oh, that's a good place for you to be. What if the preaching is challenging? I mean, it's so stretching. I'm not talking about is boring. I'm saying this is just advanced stuff. I'm not used to this. I mean, I've barely made it to a church that opened the Bible before this church, and now I'm at this one, and I feel like I ought to be in Bible college before I go to a church like this. Well, it is a little bit challenging. Let me say, the young pastors, that's one of the temptations. You've learned so many great things in Bible school, Bible college, and seminary, and now you feel like every message you need to pull the dump truck back and just unload on the people. Well, that's certainly overwhelming, and young preachers tend to learn, okay, God's precious sheep have a capacity, and I do not want to overload their capacity. But let me just say this. It is a good thing to be stretched. You want to be stretched. Yes, it needs to be within your reach, but it's not a bad thing if you have to figure it out a little bit and think a little bit while the preacher is preaching. You know, I've never thought about this context or this flow and how this verse fits with the one before it and the one after it. All right, that's fine. But can you sit there and learn? Sometimes it's a little longer than you're used to. If you're used to just little, small, shallow things, as it's been said, sermonettes for Christianettes, and now you're coming to a church with expository preaching and it's a little bit longer and you're stretched, you're kind of wiped out. Let me just encourage you. I remember as a young man, I did not have healthy preaching in the churches that I was part of. And the pastors were very dear men and would be right there for you if you were in crisis, and they would do their best. And you know, they prayed for you and loved you, but he just really wasn't a good, solid preacher. And I ended up going to a Christian college and not in a good church there either. And I was growing because I was listening to people like John MacArthur on the radio and even Chuck Swindoll. And this was like major league stuff for me because of what I had heard or not heard my whole life. Then I had the opportunity after I got married to go to seminary at the Master Seminary in California, which is where John MacArthur was the president. And we got to be part of Grace Community Church. We got to hear John MacArthur week by week during those times. And it was fantastic. And my wife and I loved it. We had such a great time. And we were exhausted. It was really tough because John MacArthur at Grace Community Church is preaching about 50 or 55 minutes each sermon. And that was longer than we were used to. And so we kind of had to build our strength a little bit, our listening strength. And that was a great help to us. I'm just saying, you're looking for a church that's expositional. It's okay if it's challenging to you. And some people think, all right, what about if my kids, all right, so I can handle it, I'm stretched, but I just think this is going over my kids' heads. What should I do about that? You know, I'm looking for a church, right? I've given some scenarios in our first segment about what kind of church you're looking for or what situation where you might be looking for a church. Well, there's one situation where you've got kids and they're there, and you think, wow, I don't think they're getting anything out of it. Should I go here or should I go to a church with simpler preaching so that my kids can get more out of it? Let me just say a couple of things. I know this is going to change a little bit. There's a lot of considerations, but let me give you some things to think about that question. Number one, the kids get more out of the sermons than you think. That's really important. How precious is it when our young people will come out with something at the dinner table and you go, wow, that was the sermon. I didn't even think you were paying attention. I didn't even think you could understand that. Not only did you understand it, you got something out of that thing. more than I realized. Even if I thought you were just drawing a picture or something, that's okay. We're thankful. Our kids are with us in church and they are getting more than we think. But here's another thing for you to consider. I want you to consider that the most important thing for your kids is that you, mom and dad, are being equipped. So in other words, you're here, you're being stretched, you're growing, you're getting this, your muscles are being stretched. You can listen longer and listen better and apply God's word to your life. What is that going to result in? You are going to be better equipped to walk with God. You are going to have a more advanced walk with the Lord. And you know what else? You're going to have a better marriage. The most important thing you can give to your spouse is your own walk with God, your own devotion to the Lord. And so if you are growing spiritually because you're under the sound of God's word week by week, month by month, year by year, you are going to grow. And that is going to be helping your kids. As mom and dad start solving their problems biblically, as they become more holy, they're going to become better parents. They're just growing now. And that makes all the difference to your kids. But let me give you one more thing to think about. I've often said, someone has said to me, many people over the years have said, hey, we know that such and such a church is a good church, but we're going to go to the bad church down the road because our kids like the kids program or they've got the fun youth group. And yeah, we know we're sacrificing on the pulpit, but it's worth it because of the kids. Well, I've often said, or maybe even this is even more spiritual. We are having a ministry in the bad church and we are helping people in the bad church do better. Oh, here's my reply. When everything in your life is going great, that sometimes works for a little while. But when the wheels fall off in your life, who are you surrounded by? You're surrounded by spiritual ones and zeros who aren't growing because they're not hearing good preaching. And now they're not giving you wise counsel from the truth that they're learning and taking in and growing. And so flip it around. Mom and dad, you don't know how much your kids are getting out of the sermon, but you're growing like crazy. So you and your spouse are growing like crazy. And you think, I think this is worth it. Then the wheels fall off. Who are you surrounded by? You're surrounded by spiritual sevens, eights, nines who are getting fed from God's word week by week. And the kind of encouragement that they are going to give to you is not going to just be a little attaboy or a little pat on the back, a little spiritual nicety or inspiring thought. They're going to give you solid truth. And that solid truth is going to help you make good decisions in your difficult situation. They're also going to give you a great example to follow. And you're going to have better quality fellowship. I think these things are vitally important. So what kind of church should you be in? You should be in a church where the word of God is proclaimed, where the point of the passage is the point of the message, where the main diet is preaching through books of the Bible. Again, I'm not saying it's wrong to do topical, to grab onto topics, but even those should be many expositions of various passages pulled together to build a topic from the Bible. That's what's going to equip you to be the best man or woman you can be. And you will be surrounded by others who are growing and learning as well. These messages should be connected to real life. As you understand God's word, it's then applied in such a way that you put it into practice. That's what we want to do on our integrated podcast, where we are taking an area of theology and saying, we don't just want to understand this, put a feather in our hat. We want to put it into practice. So today, how can you do God's word? Go to the most healthy church you can be part of and soak it in and drink it up. And that way you can continue to do God's word.
This has been Integrated from Dr. John Krotz, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Integrated with Dr. John Krotz, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.